Not long ago, I woke in the middle of the night and had trouble falling back asleep. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I use one of the many techniques I've come up with to help me drift off. That night, as I began to feel myself sink deeper into my mattress, I wondered how I could better describe to others what I'm actually doing. I often remind people to keep their thoughts in the same room as their bodies. In other words, don't slip into tomorrow or yesterday. Stay here. But maybe this is too vague. Sure, people understand it, but they can't seem to do it. How could I explain this in a way that makes practical sense? That night, as I melted into that wonderful, comfortable world that I entered just before drifting off, some words came to me. This room, this bed, this body. The next morning, I sat up and jotted them down. It made sense. It's difficult to redirect focus instantly to your breath or mentally scan your body from top to bottom, as is often suggested. Your nagging thoughts will keep pulling you back to your concerns. But if you move your attention inward slowly, you might give your head time to adjust. Don't ever try to stop your thoughts. They're meant to move around. But see if you can invite them into your bedroom. Give yourself permission to think about anything you notice in that room. And stay there a while. Let your senses take over with things in your bedroom. Then, when you're able to do that and stay in your room, move to your bed. How do the sheets feel? Can you sense your skin on the surface below you? Are you warm or cool? Once again, stick to things only in your bed. Let your thoughts swim around in your bed a while. And finally, take that last step and move your attention into your body. You might actually hear your breathing or be aware that your eyebrows are suddenly softened and lower. Feel a subtle numbness in your fingertips or your toes. There's no need to do anything but notice these things. You may begin to feel heavy. This is your entry point to a deep slumber. So remember, the next time your eyes are wide open at 3 a.m., this room, this bed, this body.